This is Stateside. I'm April Bear. There's a place in the woods in Michigan, far from the lights of Detroit City, where old school cowgirls sing about getting through the hard years and why lonely hearts are pretty well armed for times like these. And that's where singer-songwriter Rachel Brooks coming from.
Don't know what kept you from leaving.
Her music warms up your speakers with a feeling from years past when country music was full of wistful twang, maybe a dash of gothic charm, too. Her new album is The Loneliness in Me, and she joins us today from her home in Lovell. Rachel Brooks, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've talked to a bunch of musicians about the shutdown. I just wanted to start by asking what this time has been like for you.
Well, it's been kind of tough. I've been, when it first kind of happened, everything was put on pause. I was working on my record, and I was just about done. You know, I was just about finishing up with the mixing, and I had a few things to do, but it stopped. Everything stopped. So I kind of had to wait. I didn't know. I had no idea, like, if I was going to finish it, if things were going to open up a little bit so I could. But yeah, it was pretty dark. But eventually it kind of started to loosen up a little bit and I got it done. And now it's kind of being released in still the weird year of 2020. But, you know, just kind of making it work right now, you know?
Yeah. You know, there are some folks on the East Nashville scene who have had some success with doing online shows and online performances. But, I mean, that's not the venue for everyone. Have you tried that at all, doing online live sets?
I have done a couple live streams here in my home. And it's okay. Like, you know, it is a way that I can connect with people who maybe have never seen my music or been wanting to see my music again or whatever, you know. And so being able to do that was kind of cool. But it's just not the same, you know. It's totally, you know, like even though you're connecting with people, you can interact and talk. It's not like a real personal in the same room connection kind of thing. You know what I mean? And it's weird, but it works. You know, I've been adapting and I think a lot of musicians have been doing the same thing and we'll do what we got to do, you know.
Yeah, there's a certain kind of song set too that maybe lends itself a little bit more to a live room where you can feel the ambiance.
Yeah.
And you can sort of hear the pierce of the vocals a little
right.
bit more.
Right. And I like that better.
Yeah. It's like talking to someone you're dating over Zoom versus being in the room with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can you describe the feel you were going for with the new record?
I wanted to, it's a couple different things. I wanted to have a lot of country songs, you know, like I'm a country person at heart. I love country music. I've pretty much what I like to write. So I wanted to just kind of make it a strong country record, but, you know, I wanted to write some sad country songs, you know, like, I don't know, for me, country music is all about the sad songs. It's what speaks to me. It's what makes a country music song. I feel like a really good one. Not that all my songs are sad, because it's definitely not the truth, especially on this one, but I was really trying to, you know, yeah, write some good country sad songs. And
you were definitely going for it on this record.
Yes.
But even the sad songs like are not really the title track, The Loneliness in Me, has a real bounce to it.
I'm a called Satan.
Yeah, that one is ironically, you know, on a whole record of sad songs, that one is not really too sad. It's kind of like a little bit more humorous, I guess, and kind of more upbeat. And that song I'm really proud of too.
In the video, you're sort of making reference to all the weirdness and isolation of this year. There's a vision of you watching television, getting information about viruses and everything else. And there's a lyric playing under it that says, "I was prepared for any trouble that I've seen, thanks to the loneliness in me." Do you think that's true? Do you think that, you know, a life of heartache and heartbreak gets one ready for 2020?
Oh, well, you know, I don't know if there was anybody ever ready for 2020, honestly. But I do think that, at least for me, worrying about things in some ways, it's probably very unhealthy, but worrying about things kind of prepares me a little bit for anything that could happen, you know, like thinking about any possible scenario. It kind of like, all right, well, my brain is prepared for this, so I'll be all right if it ever happens, even though I hope it never does. You know, I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure that's a common thing, but you know, it's probably something I should work on.
You co-wrote this record with your husband, right?
I did, yeah. He co-wrote most of the songs with me. There was a few that I had written by myself. And we've always been, I mean, he's a writer, I'm a writer. We've always been writing by ourselves. So this was a first for both of us to co-write.
How'd that go?
It was good. You know, I think it's taken us so long. You know, we've been married for 7 years. We've been together longer than that. And we've both been writers. And I think we knew for a long time that maybe it might be tough to get along, you know, but it did. It worked out well enough. I think it's been like, okay, we're comfortable enough with each other. We're not going to be mad at the other person for, you know, not liking the other one's ideas and stuff, you know. So we made it work. And, you know, now I think it's like my go-to method. It's like I loved it so much. I loved working with him. You know, he's got such great ideas. And, you know, we can kind of balance each other out, too, on some of the stuff.
I'm a worried man.
If you're just joining us, my guest is singer-songwriter Rachel Brook. She has a new album titled The Loneliness in Me. You grew up in Lovell, not too far from Grayling, for folks who know where that is, and the beautiful Hartwick Pines State Park, which I think used to be an old logging camp.
Oh, yeah. Hartwick Pines is, yes. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah,
what kind of musical inspirations? I mean, I imagine that's Picker's country. I mean, is there much of an old-timey scene there?
In this area, not really, but there seems to be a lot of a folk kind of scene here. And, you know, new singer-songwriter kind of stuff. But as far as old-time stuff, there's not really a lot. You know, I played with my dad. He played bluegrass, but, you know, even that was kind of a newer, you know, 1970s and you know, kind of stuff. So there isn't. And then that's been kind of tough, being able to connect with other old-time and, you know, kind of country musicians. But there are few. It's just you kind of got to know where to look, really. You know, there's a lot of old, like backwoods kind of like jam sessions, but you got to know when they are and, you know, that kind of stuff, but not too much.
What kind of music did you play with your dad?
I play bluegrass with my dad. My dad was a banjo player, and he started, you know, playing really young. And then when I got to be a little bit older, I started playing with him. And he's, we played bluegrass and country music until he just passed away last summer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was he the one who taught you guitar?
Yes, he was. I started showing, like, an interest when I was, like, 13 or 14, you know, and he gave me my first guitar to play on, and then I feel like I really started learning with him when I was about 18. I really started to play the country bluegrass stuff. I mean, he like threw me on a stage. I didn't even know what I was doing. I knew how to play like 3 or 4 chords. I was like, okay, I guess I can, you know, I can do this. But I put everything I know to him. You know, he taught me everything. He taught me, you know, everything I know.
Yeah. It can be a lot growing up with another musician in the family. I mean, for some people, that makes for a very natural learning environment. And for others, you know, people kind of feel like they have to find their own thing as well. Was there stuff that, I mean, your style is not inherently bluegrass, but do you think that there are things that carry through to the music you're writing now from the time you spent playing with him?
I think so. I think that everything I write, it comes from my soul. You know, I'm a very like nostalgic person, like just because, you know, like I live in the same town I grew that I was born in, really, because it means so much to me to have a feeling of home. And so I think that comes through a lot in my music. You know, I think about the past a lot with my dad, and I think it just kind of naturally just flows in there. You know, it kind of just comes in just because I love it. You know, I loved him. I loved all the times that we spent together. And I think that, you know, in this record and then the future ones, I'll probably have some elements of that home and bluegrassy kind of feel that always kind of runs through, just because I can't help that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you listen to bluegrass these days, what do you listen to?
I listen to the old stuff, really. You know, I like the Osborne Brothers a lot. They're probably my favorite. And then, like, I like Jimmy Martin. Mm-hmm. But I know that Billy Strings, he's like a new one, you know, like a newer bluegrass picker. I really like his stuff a lot. Yeah, I tend to go for, like, the older bluegrass. I think it's just, like, the classic stuff, you know. It's the kind of stuff I want to hear.
You know, not too long ago, you posted a bunch of videos of cover songs. They were all shot in black and white, and they were all really old songs like Hank Williams and older Willie Nelson stuff. I was wondering what sparked that series for you.
Well, that was actually during, you know, like the lockdown and stuff. I felt like that kind of music is probably, you know, like Hank Williams is probably my all time favorite singer and songwriter. And also Willie Nelson, too, you know, they just speak to me, you know. And during the lockdown, I was just like, I got to do something here. I got to stay somehow connected. And just being able to play those songs, you know, and maybe put them out there for people to hear, you know, it's fun. It's doing what I love to do. You know, it's like being able to kind of put my own feel into a song that I love, you know, Hank Williams and I love that song, Willie Nelson, Are You Sure? That's the one that I put on YouTube. And it's just so good. They're just so sad, you know, and I just love them.
Look around you. Look down the bar from you at the faces that you see. Are you sure this is where to be?
You moved around a lot, and you're living in Lovell these days. I just wonder what you're finding in a small town setting right now that maybe you didn't in bigger cities like Nashville or LA.
Well, there's some, you know, there are a lot of like benefits to living out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. You know, that's really quiet. You can see like the stars, you know, you can see, you know, you can go outside at night and you don't hear anything except for like coyotes. And that's the truth. I'll walk out every night and I'll hear the coyotes like yapping, you know? And to me, yeah, you don't get that kind of stuff in big cities, but there's also things that I miss, you know. I was living down near Detroit for a couple years. I spent a lot of time in Detroit playing. You know, you could go out any night of the week and play music. Up here, no. You can't. And there's not that many people to really, you know, play with. And, you know, I'm kind of both. I can be one day, I can be a complete like introvert, and I don't want to see or do anything or be around anybody, and I just want to be by myself. But other days, I miss being able to just call somebody up and say, "Hey, let's go play. Let's go like jam," or, you know, "Hey, I'm going to be at this place tonight. What are you doing?" kind of stuff. And so, you know, there's a lot of, you know, pros and cons. It makes me actually think of this song. I love this song by Jonathan Richman. And this is another one that I actually want to cover, but it's called City Versus Country by Jonathan Richman. And it is so, it's like, it speaks to my heart, like so perfect. It's such a pretty song.
I want to live close to downtown, to be near my friends. I want to be close to them, but still be out by the trees and the wind. Heaven both will be hard to find, I'm sure. But then, ain't that the way of the world? I want the city, but I want the country.
Folks who know your catalog a little bit won't be too surprised to hear you mention Jonathan Richman. There's a song that I want to play just a little bit of off your album, A Killer Stream. It's called The Blackbird.
There's a big blackbird high up in the pine. She been watching me every night, watching every time.
Could you talk a little bit about the more goth side of your songwriting and what need that fills for you?
Well, you know, I don't really know how it really started. I think it was just, you know, listening to Hank Williams and I love the Carter Family, and their songs are so, they're just so simple, but they sing about a lot of darker things, you know, but they sing about it with such ease. So back then, I think I was just kind of really into that kind of music of kind of like the darker stuff. And I was also really listening to like jazz and blues at that kind, and they all sing about that kind of stuff. And to me, I just fell in love with it. And because I was listening to all those kinds of things, I started to create those kinds of songs.
Well, Rachel Brook, we really appreciate your talking to us. The new record is The Loneliness in Me. We're looking forward to a proper tour when things open up a bit more.
Oh, yes, me too. I'm hoping, you know, that in the spring, summertime, I'll be able to travel and move around. And yeah, I hope that maybe I'll see you guys out there.
Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Like your picture in their frame, your love has faded just the same, but I'm